Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across all of the platforms. Make sure to check us out 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. BetMGM Network over on Twitch, the BetMGM Network on YouTube. We're in a plethora of places. And if you want to listen to us, Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, hit me up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. We are active in the IG streets. Shared a BetMGM Network IG post earlier this morning. We are active on Instagram. So hit me up, Femi_Abebefe on Instagram. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Monday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addie Bates. Nick Kostos joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills and if this season is their best chance to win that elusive Lombardi Trophy. It feels like the sea is being parted for the Buffalo Bills. Will they take advantage? I think we'll talk about that coming up in 60 minutes. But we want to hear from you guys as well on this Monday because we got a football game tonight. Week 15 wrapping up in a frigid Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Best bet, Monday Night Football, Dolphins against the Steelers. Let us know why. Could be a side, total, prop bet, whatever you love. Include the rationale. Put it in the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat, and we will give you a tip of the cap later on during the program. So give us your best bet for Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Steelers. But we begin today's show. Oh, boy. This is didn't think we were going to begin here. Obviously felt like we're going to be in with something Kansas City Chiefs related, but didn't think it was going to be the double whammy after what we saw yesterday afternoon. Patrick Mahomes tearing his ACL, suffering a season-ending injury, and the Kansas City Chiefs just moments after that eliminated from playoff contention. And the one thing, and I texted our show chat this while it happened, like when Mahomes, his knee, we could clearly see it buckled, didn't look right. At that point, you were like, man, hyperextension is like the best case scenario here. And I texted our show chat and I was like, this is pretty disgusting if this is how it ends. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? Like, usually the ending is pretty ugly. It never ends pretty with this thing. And I was thinking about a couple of the dynasties that have been going on, like in the 2000s and in the 90s with my favorite team. And you can go back to their endings. It wasn't pretty. It was actually quite ugly. Now, the New England Patriots of the 2000s and the 2010s, like they had like two versions of the dynasty, but it was Brady and Belichick, the Brady Belichick Patriots. That dynasty ended on a wet and rainy Saturday night against the Tennessee Titans in the wild card round. Like that's how that dynasty ended, with the last pass as for Tom Brady as a Patriot being a pick six to his former Patriot teammate, Logan Ryan. See you later. Goodbye. You're done. Like that was the New England Patriots. The 90s Dallas Cowboys, my favorite team. Like I missed the glory years, 92, 93, 95. I was too young. I start watching football in 1996. My dad, my uncles, my brothers say, oh man, this team wins all the time. Sign me up. This should be a great time. Well, that dynasty ended in the divisional round with Michael Irvin breaking his collarbone on the first drive of the game against the Carolina Panthers. And the Cowboys couldn't do a damn thing offensively. Troy Aikman chewing out backup wide receivers, wondering why they're running the wrong routes. I mean, the whole thing was bad. And this is like this upstart Panthers team in the second year of their existence. Like, that's how that dynasty ended. Like, I can't tell you how the 80s Niners dynasty or the 70s Steelers. Like, I could tell you the facts, but I wasn't around for that to actually watch it myself personally. But like those two dynasties, New England in the 2000s, the Cowboys in the 90s, they ended pretty poorly. But yesterday, I thought was the ugliest ending of them all, with Patrick Mahomes tearing his ACL. Like, this guy just planted funny and blew out his entire knee, and there goes Kansas City season down the drain. Like, I just did not think that this is where we would be heading into this season, even at the midway point of this NFL season, that Mahomes would be done for the year, and the Kansas City Chiefs, who there are some metrics that will tell you are better this year than they were last year, are on the outside looking in with still 3 weeks left to play in the regular season. And just from a football fan standpoint, just to kind of back it up 10,000 foot view, like I said, when I was texting our show chat, like this sucks, you know, like it's not supposed to go down like this. Like the last dynasties, it was in the playoffs, wild card round, divisional round. And then you see like the dragon gets slayed, the champion goes down. It's supposed to be in like an anemic plus in the playoffs, not like during the witching hour of the early window in week 15. It's supposed to be a standalone game with everyone watching. The champions finally went down. It's supposed to be done by Josh Allen and the Bills or Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens or maybe even Bo Nix and the Broncos. You know, it's supposed to be someone that's been knocking on the door and it's going to take over what the champions have been for the Kansas City Chiefs. But instead, It's a week 15 witching hour in the midst of all the other chaos. And you're watching saying, man, this is it. Kansas City has no chance to get to the playoffs and we're absolutely done. Like it's really, really disheartening how that ended as a football fan, especially someone who loves to watch one of the all-time great players, which is what Mahomes already is early in his career. Like this is probably going on for like about 7, 8, maybe 10 more years with Patrick Mahomes. But the fact that it ended like this, It's rather unfortunate, but as we say, football's a cruel game, and yesterday was rather cruel. And to me, from a game standpoint, like Mahomes stuff, we'll get more into what this means going forward for the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes done for the season with the torn ACL. Like this to me, the Chiefs, I was surprised that they closed as big of a favorite as they did, to be quite honest, yesterday afternoon. Like this was 6. At a lot of sports books. I bet Chargers plus 6. I said, yeah, I think Kansas City wins, but it's going to be a close game because that's all they've been doing this season is playing in close games. I mean, think about how they entered this game that they lost 16-13, by the way, to the Chargers. They entered the game with no offensive line. Like, all their linemen are hurt. And then during the game, early on in the game, they lost their backup offensive tackle, Jalen Moore. So, like, now you're already down to, like, offensive tackle 5, offensive tackle. Like, how are you supposed to function offensively when that's the case? And as it looked for much of this season, this offense just couldn't do anything. You know, they can't throw the ball down the field because they don't have an offensive line that's going to protect Patrick Mahomes. So you can't have those long developing routes down the field. They also have no pass catchers who are threatening. I mean, Travis Kelce at his current age, no, he's not going to scare anyone. Rashee Rice, I think, is just a jag. Like, Worthy, whatever. Like, there's nobody in that receiving room that's really going to scare you. And Hollywood Brown was not playing in the game due to a personal matter. So you can't throw the ball. You can't run the ball neither. Offensive line is bad. We already mentioned that. The running backs are even worse with Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Like, how is this offense supposed to move the football? And prior to the ACL injury for Patrick Mahomes, like, the Chiefs actually in the fourth quarter drove the ball into the red zone down by three. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe this is where they're going to take the lead or maybe tie the game and they're going to save their season at least in the interim. Well, Mahomes tried to force the ball down the sidelines to Kareem Hunt, and it gets picked off by Deion Henley, who made a hell of a play on the ball, by the way. Like, that was an awesome interception. But, like, you couldn't turn the ball over there. That's on Patrick Mahomes. You can't have that kind of mistake with the season hanging in the balance. And once that happened, at that very point, that's when I realized they're going to lose this game. It's over. They're going to lose it. They're not going to be able to pull the rabbit out of the hat. Like this thing is done. And that's what's crazy about this year's version of the Kansas City Chiefs. After winning all those close games last year, where it was like dark magic, you were wondering, how does Kansas City keep getting away with it? 11-0 in one score games a year ago. They couldn't win a close game to save their lives this year. And like, let this be the death of like knowing how to win close games. It's all random. Like, this is the same core of players who were here last year. And now they can't win close games. 1-7 in games decided by 7 points or less in 2025. The same core of players. What? They just forgot how to win close games? No, it's kind of random. Like, these things happen. We're playing with an oblong ball. That's how the NFL goes. And if you play with fire in these close games, they kept hitting last year, winning all 11 of them. But this year, the regression, it hit them in the worst way possible. And it's why they're on the outside looking in. But still, after that interception where Mahomes made the bad play, there was still a chance. And I bleep you not, during that drive, Kansas City down by three. Looks like they're about to drive into Chargers territory. At no point did I think that they were going to win the game. I thought some way, somehow, they're going to lose. Whether it was a turnover, missed field goal, or maybe they even make the field goal and they lose in overtime. I did not think Kansas City was going to win that game. Unfortunately, Mahomes gets injured. But even prior to the injury, you just knew something was going to go wrong with Kansas City. But the injury happens, and it's brutal, it's bad. We all, like, nobody wants to see that happen. And then here comes Gardner Minshew to try to say, like, Gardner Minshew coming out of the bullpen to try to save the season. Not save the day, save the season. And of course, I mean, he's a backup quarterback. Minshew takes an inexplicable delay of game, which I'm still wondering how the hell that even happens. I know the broadcast is like, oh, and you have a backup quarterback in there. Sometimes you take, no, come on. That should never happen. You should never take a delay a game in that spot when you're down by a field goal. Just get into field goal range and give yourself a chance. They take the delay of games because, you know, why not? And then the next play gets picked off by Derwin James. Ball game, season, all of it done. But what a run, man. Honestly, what a run this was for the Kansas City Chiefs that started in 2018 with Mahomes. I know, obviously, what started earlier when it was Alex Smith and Travis Kelce and like when Andy Reid first got there. But with Patrick Mahomes, when they really levitated to being best team in the league, since 2018, they have been one of the more dominant teams in not just the NFL, but in all of sports. AFC title loss, Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl loss, AFC title loss, Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl loss. And now it's missed playoffs. Missed playoffs for the first time in Patrick Mahomes' career. And I saw this stat being shared earlier this morning. It's really interesting. It's the first AFC title game without Mahomes or Brady since 2010. And that was that Jets-Steelers game, Mark Sanchez against Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, like, 2010, I was in college. Like, I was a junior in college. I remember watching that with my friends getting blitzed on Conference Championship Sunday. You know, watching, I think it was Bears-Packers was the early game, and it was Jets-Steelers as the late game. Like, that's what I was doing in 2010. Jets-Steelers, when the Jets tried to make that furious comeback, Steelers able to hold them off and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl, which they ended up losing, to the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers in his lone Super Bowl. But, like, that's what was going on in 2010. Last time, there was no Mahomes or Brady. How about this one, though? First NFL playoffs without Mahomes, Brady, or Peyton Manning since 1998. 98. That's a real what were you doing then? I mean, I was in the third grade in 1998. 1998. It's the first time we've had a playoffs with no Manning, no Brady, and no Mahomes. Like, this guy has been running the conference. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. And this version of the Chiefs has come to an end. It's over. Because when you look at the guys, the core people who are involved in this run of dominance, the head coach Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, and Mahomes, of course, being the most important person. Andy Reid turned 68 in March, guys. How much longer is he coaching? I mean, would it shock anybody if Andy Reid retired? Like at the end of this season? And I know he probably doesn't want to go out like this, but I mean, I don't know if Andy Reid has much beyond 2026. If he does decide to come back, like 27, you think he's going to be back coaching? I'm not so sure. 68 years old in March. Steve Spagnuolo, he turned 66 this Sunday. Coming up in 6 days, he's turning 66 years old. He's a Hall of Famer, big-time defensive coordinator, best DC of all time. Why does he need to keep coaching? What's to stop him from retiring? Travis Kelce, he turned 36 in October. Have you seen Kelce the last couple years? Do you think that guy has a whole lot of football left to be played? And all the things he's got going on off the field, and God bless him for it, like, He has a whole nother act of his life beyond football. I don't think Kelce's coming back. And even Chris Jones, the guy that was the straw that stirred the drink on defense, turns 32 this upcoming July. We've seen the best of Chris Jones, I believe. And I'm not saying that he's going to retire or what, but like, you just compare what Chris Jones looks like now as opposed to what he looked like a couple of years ago. Like, this core is no more for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's where this thing is going to become really, really fascinating, the second act of Mahomes' career. Because, yeah, Brady tore his ACL after winning 3 Super Bowls, and the New England Patriots had a run where they didn't win, but Brady always had Belichick with him in New England. Mahomes is not going to have Reid for this second act of his career. What does it look like then? And what does that mean for the rest of the conference? And for the rest of the NFL, it's going to be one of the most fascinating developments, fascinating questions this upcoming offseason, I should say. And it all started with the Kansas City Chiefs failing to get back to the postseason as they fell victim to the Super Bowl loser hangover. On the other side, we'll continue to tackle the impactful injuries that we saw during the NFL Sunday that was here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys here on this Monday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills and if this is their best chance. The Bills have never won the Super Bowl. They're the lovable losers. Four straight Super Bowl appearances in the 90s, losing all four games. Is this their best chance to hoist that elusive Lombardi trophy? Because Mahomes is eliminated. Joe Burrow is eliminated. Lamar and the Ravens are holding on for dear life. Feels like this is the best opportunity for the Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills to win a Super Bowl. Nick will talk about that coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour. 20 minutes from now, though, we'll get you set for Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Steelers. Updated line movement, see where things stand, most popular props. We'll tackle all of that in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, it was an entertaining Sunday of football, an entertaining weekend of sports. Unfortunately, though, the biggest headlines are the injuries. Mahomes done for the year, torn ACL. Maybe we see him come back in September, October. Who knows when Mahomes is going to come back? But the biggest deal of all, Patrick Mahomes is done, and the Chiefs eliminated from playoff contention with 3 weeks still to play.
Yeah, like you say, Femi, these things never end pretty. You know, Belichick and Brady went on forever until they couldn't stand each other. The Cowboys, absolutely, in the 90s. I mean, the end of that dynasty was a complete debacle, as you know.
Suspensions.
They never end pretty. And here we go with Patrick Mahomes, ACL. And like you've talked about, Andy Reid's getting older. What are they going to do? Are they going to try and reload? Will he stick around? Will Patrick Mahomes be the same? Is he going to be kind of off next year? As we know, you know, mobile players, athletes, they don't just snap their fingers and recover from an ACL. So it's going to be interesting for the Chiefs, not obviously for this year being eliminated, but moving forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Veach, the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, he's built a really good team, and obviously they had this dynastic run, but buddy, it's time to get to work. like you got to replace the coaching staff. You got to replace this core because Mahomes is still going to be a factor in this league. Like, this is not the end of the Kansas City Chiefs because they still have the best player in the sport, but it's going to be a whole lot of new cast and characters around him, which I think is going to be fascinating to see how that unfolds here for the second act of Patrick Mahomes' career. But we'll have a lot of time to talk Kansas City Chiefs this week and throughout the offseason, as they're going to be one of the A1 topics, I should say, throughout the NFL offseason. But let's go ahead and get to some of the other important headlines from yesterday in the National Football League. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this Monday afternoon? It's not the morning anymore, guys, even though I'm still waking up apparently.
Well, we all wish we were in Hawaii, Femi, where it is morning. So let's keep that in mind. Okay. You talked about a brutal day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about a brutal day for the Green Bay Packers. They can't hold on to a lead and lose to the Denver Broncos 34-26. That loss, coupled with a Chicago Bears win, knocks the Packers back out of first place in the NFC North. And that's not even the worst of it, Femi. It's a non-contact knee injury for Micah Parsons, confirmed today, a torn ACL. He is out for the season. Just a devastating blow for a Packers team that went all in on 2025.
Yeah, this is the most impactful injury of the season. I know, like, obviously Mahomes is the biggest headline, and him tearing his ACL is very impactful, but Kansas City was not going to make the postseason. As we've seen over the last month, they're just not. It wasn't their year. The team's not good enough. They were never going to be a factor in terms of who was going to win the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers were a factor. And this was the team that I felt was going to win the NFC once we got to the playoffs if they were healthy. And all of a sudden, you can forget about all of that. Micah Parsons is what took this team to another level. Like, this guy was playing, if not for Myles Garrett in his pursuit of history, like Micah Parsons was the best defensive player outside of Garrett this season in the NFL. Like, he was at a DPOY level, 12 and a half sacks, getting to the quarterback. And even on the play where he got injured, he just like destroys the offensive tackle and is hunting down Bo Nix. And then his knee just gives out. Like, that's how impactful of a player, one of the best players in the NFL. And it took Green Bay from being, oh, like, here's this frisky team that can make the playoffs and be a wild card team. And it took them to, oh no, this is a real deal Super Bowl contender that they no longer are, because they will not have this guy the rest of the way. And I don't know, maybe this was just like a cursed season for the Green Bay Packers, because at no point did we actually see the fully formed Green Bay Packers. You know, like, the season week two, Jaden Reed breaks his collarbone. He just came back a couple weeks ago. Christian Watson obviously came back after tearing his ACL week 18 last year. And he just came back about a month ago or so. Tucker Kraft having his best season of his career, looking like the best tight end in football. He tears his ACL. And now the best player on the team, Micah Parsons, he tears his ACL. Like, fully formed, this team, I think, was going to win the NFC. Like, I feel pretty confident in saying that. They were that good, that talented. But now, what's the ceiling for Green Bay? 7 seed? 6 seed? I don't think they're going to win the division anymore. Maybe they can win the division, but even if they do, do you have a ton of confidence in this team winning multiple playoff games? I don't. Like, that's the reason why they pushed the chips to the center of the table and traded for Micah Parsons. So, like, this is such a devastating injury for the Green Bay Packers, and it's a bummer. Like Micah Parsons is one of my favorite players. He was one of my favorite Cowboys. Obviously, they traded him, but I still love watching him play because he is that guy. And now, I mean, he's saying he's going to be back in September, but he's going to be back to the guy that we saw prior to the injury? It might take some time as an athletic player. Like, this is an injury that will be impactful, not just for this year, but also in 2026. Now, for the winners, I mean, this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because we're all talking about, well, Kansas City is done. Joe Burrow's not going to make the playoffs. Josh Allen, right? Like, this, a path is there for the Buffalo. Everyone's looking for who is going to win this wide open AFC. Guys, Denver's right there. The Denver Broncos are right there. This might be, and I was telling Bill this earlier this afternoon, this might be the quietest 11-game win streak that I've seen in NFL history. The Broncos continue to get doubted, and I'm saying this as the biggest Bronco hater from this past offseason. I said this team was going to finish last. That's a laughable take now, fast forward to December 15th. But, like, I thought this team was way overrated. Clearly, I was wrong. But it sounds like now they're very underrated, because people keep looking for who's going to win the... It's like, guys, it's Denver. They're going to likely be a 1 seed. The playoffs are going through the Rocky Mountains, a place that's incredibly difficult to win in January. And say what you want, and I have a lot to say about Bo Nix. I don't think he's very good. Yesterday, best game of his career. I thought Bo Nix actually balled out. He's making plays on the move, throwing balls accurate. Like, Bo Nix was ready to rise to the occasion yesterday, and he did. And that's why Denver won the game. It wasn't because of the defense. The defense, I thought, just had like an okay game. They came up with some big plays late, but the defense wasn't his usual elite self. They needed Bo Nix to be that guy, and he was that guy for them. And if they get that version of Bo Nix in January, curtains. It's done. They're going to the Super Bowl. I think they are going to the Super Bowl. And I think that just right now, we're all just kind of being apprehensive to buy into it because we don't like Bo Nix. Everyone says, oh, what happens if it's Bo Nix versus Josh Allen in the playoffs? I'll tell you what happens. Denver's going to kick their ass is what's going to happen. The Broncos are for real. And it's time that we all just acknowledge it and get on the bandwagon, because they're going to be playing in Santa Clara in February. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, how about the LA Rams? They beat the Detroit Lions 41-34. We talked about Jared Goff coming in and facing his old mates. He played well, 338 yards and 3 touchdowns. But the Rams' offense, just too much for that depleted Lions secondary. The Lions fall to 8-6, probably now going to have to win out to make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Rams, with that victory, hold on to the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this was a hell of a game, man. Like, this was a really awesome game watch. Like, that was the thing. Like, Packers-Broncos on one screen, got Rams and the Lions on another screen, got the other afternoon games on the tablets and all that. It was, like, a really fun late window that we saw yesterday in the NFL. But this game was awesome. And Matthew Stafford, incredible once again as he continues to build on his MVP case. He's got a big one coming up on Thursday. That's going to be one hell of a game with the NFC West first place being on the line. But yesterday, like, that dude, 368 yards, two touchdown passes, did have the interception to Aiden Hutchinson, but outside of that play, I thought Stafford was tremendous in the game. But what was so fascinating about the game, though, is because, like, you saw the Lions, the potential for this offense. They jumped on the Rams. I bet plus six, and I kept betting plus six throughout the day. And the way that game started, 24-14, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is where Detroit announces themselves as still being a legitimate team that can compete in the NFC. But the Rams offense kept coming, man. They just kept coming. And the problem for Detroit is that defensively, dude, like they might call me and you next week to go out there and play safety. Like, they have no one who can cover. They cannot cover a soul. And Stafford was just dicing them up, going to Puka Nacua, going to Devontae Adams. But the problem now going forward is this Devontae Adams injury. Like, you could tell instantly the way he pulled up. It's like, man, that's going to be multi-week. That's like 3 to 4 weeks potentially. Maybe we don't see Devontae Adams back until the playoffs. And this is like the worst possible timing because this Thursday, they're at Seattle in a game that will determine first place. Like, you want to have all hands on deck, especially with the defense that clearly had their number the last time they played in LA. Well, now it's outdoors, hostile environment. That defense is still humming along. That's going to be a hell of a test for this Rams offense. But boy, you got to give them a lot of credit for yesterday and for the Detroit Lions. It's a season that was kind of lost to injury, which is the unfortunate part of this. Is that's how the NFL can be sometimes. It's war of attrition. It got the Chiefs. It got the Packers. And it looks like it's got the Lions as well. Maybe they make the playoffs, but I don't think they're making too much noise if they're able to get there. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, it certainly looked like the New England Patriots were on their way to burying the Buffalo Bills when they jumped out to a 21-0 lead. But you can never count out Josh Allen and the Bills. They come all the way back in this one, win it 35-31. Now, the Patriots are still holding on to their lead in the AFC East, now sitting at 11-3. Buffalo moves up to 10-4 and certainly positioning themselves strongly to either catch the Patriots in the AFC East or take that top wild card spot. Put themselves in a pretty good position for an AFC run this January.
What a game this was, man. I was locked in on this one in the early window. This was awesome. And early on, when it was 21-0, it did feel a little bit like passing of the torch in the AFC East, because that was a hat and t-shirt game for New England. If they won that game, they won the division. And it, like, Drake May with the two early rushing touchdowns, Travion Henderson's breaking off that long TD, it just felt like, man, New England, it just might be their year to take this thing down. And then Josh Allen went nuclear. And James Cook went nuclear. And the Buffalo Bills look like the Buffalo Bills offense that everyone has fallen in love with. Like, that team, like, it was a tremendous offensive performance. And maybe you could blame part of it on, hey, well, you know, like, is New England's defense really top-notch? I know they've got some injuries with Milton Williams. They're not really, like, one of the high-level units that we have in the league. But still, got to give the Bills full credit. And defensively as well, have to give the Bills full credit because they couldn't get a stop to save their lives in the first half. And in the second half, they were consistently getting off the field. So big kudos to Buffalo. But I still think questions remain for the Buffalo Bills because you watch them play and I don't see a team that's incredibly talented. And you still need a great team to win a Super Bowl. It can't just be one player, because that's what everyone's going to point to. Josh Allen, he's the guy. Can't just be one guy. You need an entire team. Speaking of needing an entire team, questions remain for the New England Patriots. What's the knock on New England? Look at the schedule. Who have they beaten? They had a chance to beat a big-time team, or at least a contending team, in their home building, up 21, and they couldn't close the door. I think we're going to have a lot of these questions with New England heading into the postseason, and this to me feels like more of a really good regular season team that's going to come up short once we get to the playoffs when it really matters most. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi. It wasn't exactly how anybody thought it was going to look, but the Seattle Seahawks did in fact take down Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. Final in this one, 18-16. Hawks get 6 Jason Myers field goals for the win, and Philip Rivers, not too terrible. Stats aren't gaudy. 120 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. passer rating 73-1, QBR 52-5. But Femi, it could have been a lot worse. Some people were calling this irresponsible, but Phillip Rivers looked better than some quarterbacks out there.
I didn't know if I went as far as irresponsible, but I did say this might get a little bit weird. I was concerned about Phillip Rivers. And honestly, like, usually we talk about the winning team first. Now, I'm going to talk about the losers first, man. Hell of an effort for the Indianapolis Colts to keep this game competitive throughout. I mean, when Rivers left the field, they were winning the game. Like, they were winning the game. And then Jason Myers, of course, breaks their hearts there at the end. But I thought the defense really balled out. And that's a defense that's shorthanded. No Charvarius Ward, no Sauce Gardner, no DeForest Buckner. And they had the Seahawks in hell on offense. Like, I thought it was a really nice performance by Indianapolis as a whole. And for Rivers, like, yeah, like, they're not going to have him throw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. Like, this guy, all the passes were short. he can still anticipate. He can clearly see, like, know what the defense is doing. He just physically cannot threaten the defense on all levels. And in fact, he can only threaten them on one level, which is the short game, the check down game. And that's what it's going to be for the Colts. But to be honest, like, all jokes aside and everything, because I was very, very concerned. I even tweeted, this is TVMA now that Rivers is starting. Like, it's got to be a pretty inspiring performance for those Indianapolis Colts players to see Phillip Rivers, retired for 5 years, a guy who knows what it's like on the other side. Like, he had his career, like, and he was retired, living his life, coaching high school football, and he came back. Like, those guys, I'm sure in that locker room are like, hey, man, like, let's cherish this. Like, we know, like, this, you're not everyone's getting the call. Rivers was lucky to get the call. Like, worst players don't get that call. The fact that he was really good in his prime is why Shane Steichen said, come bail us out and help us try to make it to the postseason. So that's got to be pretty inspiring for those Indianapolis Colts guys. And I thought Rivers was really awesome in the postgame as well. As for Seattle, we're watching you. You're under investigation. It didn't look good for the Seattle Seahawks, and that could have been an embarrassing loss for Seattle, who the offense, they cannot run the football. And if that's the case, and everything gets put on Sam Darnold, it's going to be a quick trip to the playoffs for the Seattle Seahawks, who at one point were thought of as Super Bowl contenders. We'll hit the other games from throughout the National Football League, as well as the breaking news out of our nation's capital with quarterback Jaden Daniels. It's coming up next here on You Better, You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Monday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Pepe Fay hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on if this is the year the Buffalo Bills are best positioned to make the Super Bowl and potentially win the Super Bowl. Curious to get Nick's thoughts on the Bills, who came back from 21 down yesterday to beat the New England Patriots and at least delay the hat and t-shirts for New England. Because I believe if they finish with the same record, New England still wins the division due to like the common opponents tiebreaker or whatever. So they still need the Patriots to take some more L's, and Buffalo Bills need to run the table as well to win the East. But we'll see if this is the best year for the Buffalo Bills with no Mahomes and no Burrow and Lamar and the Ravens. We'll get to them shortly. Just, you know, it's just looks kind of mediocre. You know, it's like, whatever. Maybe they'll get better over the next few weeks, but so far it looks a little mediocre. But before we get to the NFL quick hits, wanted to touch on the breaking news that we got just about 10 minutes ago in the National Football League. This is coming from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, that the Washington Commanders have decided to shut down their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, for the final three games. And they are turning their focus to supporting Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota will take over as the starter for the final three games here. Mariota's been playing quite a bit, as it's been an injury-riddled season for Jaden Daniels, most recently aggravating the elbow injury in their loss to the Vikings last week. The team has decided that Daniels was not yet cleared, according to Ian Rappaport, and he was expected to be medically ruled out for Saturday's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. And then it's a short week because they play on Christmas on Thursday, which will be next Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. So no point rushing him back for that. And at that point, why would you play him week 18? So no Jaden Daniels the rest of the way, as Jaden Daniels hopefully will get healthy and back to the guy that we saw in 2024 that looked like one of the next great quarterbacks that we have in the league. So Jaden Daniels will be out the final three games. The betting market has since reacted to that news, as I'm seeing right now over at BetMGM. The Philadelphia Eagles earlier this morning were 6. Now they're 6.5-point favorites against the Washington Commanders. So 6.5. If Philly wins the game, they win the NFC East, because last night, as we get back to NFL quick hits, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-26, putting Dallas's playoff hopes on life support. Dallas now needs to win the division to get to the postseason. And as I just mentioned, the Eagles, with a win on Saturday, will eliminate the Cowboys from postseason contention. Now, it's pretty clear, with 1% chance to make the playoffs, the Cowboys are done. It's over. It's completely done. And I was talking to Nick and Bill earlier this morning when we were playing out the show. And Nick was kind of asking me, like, oh, how are you doing? Like, your team, obviously, that was frustrating last night. And I think I'm in a really healthy space right now with as like a fan with the Dallas Cowboys. Because I'm watching the game. And, like, my wife's a Vikings fan. But, like, she's in a pretty healthy space, too. She's not, like, living and dying with Vikings results. But she roots for them to do well. But, like, the team is, like, the Vikings are done. They're already mathematically eliminated. So it was, like, it felt like a high-stakes game for me, but, like, low stakes for her. And we're watching the game. And I found myself, like, not being angry watching the game. Now, if this is Femi from, like, 5 years ago, definitely Femi from 10 years ago, I'm losing my mind with that game. I'm cursing. I'm absolutely going nuts because I'm living and dying. But now, just because I've kind of like sort of like resigned myself to thinking that, you know what, like, this team, even if they were fortunate enough to make the playoffs, they're not doing anything in the playoffs. So it doesn't seem like, oh man, this is a chance to win a Super Bowl or a missed opportunity or this. No. Like, they punted the season when they traded Micah Parsons in late August when I was in Cabo. Like, that's when they punted the season, man. Like they traded Parsons, couldn't get a stop, and then they tried to undo that mess by trading for Quinnen Williams. And Quinnen Williams has been a nice addition, and let's see where this goes in 2026 and beyond. But for this year, too little, too late. They were never going to save it, even though they went on that run where they beat the Eagles and the Chiefs in a five-day span. Like, they were never going to be able to save this thing and make a run this year. And the unfortunate part about that is that they did waste a pretty great Dak Prescott season. You know, Dak Prescott this year was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He was awesome. And we've talked like top five in QBR, EPA per play. He's been that guy statistically. Like, Dak's been really good. But last night, which was part of the handicap with this game, and this is one of the reasons why on this show, I know Nick bet the Vikings. I ended up not betting the game because I missed out on those plus sixes. Apparently, you didn't need to bet plus six. You didn't need to bet plus 5.5 or 4.5. You just bet the money line because the Vikings won the game. But we saw that Brian Flores defense really throw off the Cowboys' rhythm and what Flores does with that cover zero blitz look, the exotic stuff that he's always throwing out there. Like, it had the Cowboys' offense in flux. And to me, I'm hoping that this season is a learning experience for Brian Schottenheimer. You know, like, Shoddy, I thought he's done some really good stuff this year. The play calling, I thought, has been pretty good. But my problem with Shoddy is that he didn't coach the team like he knew the team. He coached the team how he thinks he should coach the team. And what I mean by that is, dude, your defense sucks. You cannot settle for field goals when your defense sucks. And way too often this year, Schottenheimer would be in a position where it's like, hey, it's 4th-and-3 inside the red zone, or it's 4th-and-4 in no man's land. I guess it's not no man's land since Brandon Aubrey has really good range. Although last night, Brandon Aubrey missing 2 key field goals, you know, that wasn't great. But like, usually, you know, once you cross midfield, you're in range for Brandon Aubrey. So there's not a whole lot of like no man's land for the Dallas Cowboys. But still, knowing that your defense is going to likely give up a touchdown on the next drive, you need to score a touchdown yourself to maintain a lead. And he never did that. He was kicking field goals. And then, boom, right, coming back. Here comes Minnesota. Jordan Addison over the top. Touchdown, Vikings. It's like, come on, man. Like, you know your defense isn't getting stops. And I'm hoping this is the last of Matt Eberflus, these final 3 games. But who knows with the Jones family? Maybe they bring Eberflus back. And if that's the case, you can write off the 2026 season as well. But for the Dallas Cowboys, wasted season. We'll see what they can do in 2026. For Minnesota, I'm not going to go as far as Chris Collinsworth was going last night, where he was really selling us on J.J. McCarthy, but it was a nice building block for J.J. McCarthy. You wanted to see him play well, but it's important to have the context. It was against a Matt Eberflus defense. So let's see it some more, J.J., but I thought it was a nice outing for J.J. McCarthy against the Dallas Cowboys. Let's continue on with our quick hits, though. The Baltimore Ravens shut out the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday afternoon, 24-0, Cincinnati officially eliminated from playoff contention. I thought that was one of the worst games I've ever seen Joe Burrow play, if not the worst. I don't know what was going on. And this is coming off the heels of his comments of, I'm not having fun, and if I don't have fun, I want to like reevaluate my life, or whatever the hell he was saying. I don't know what was going on, if he had kind of like psyched himself out, or if it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, or what have you. He was terrible in the game. Taking sacks in the red zone, turning the ball over in the red zone. It was just bad the entire day for Joe Burrow. And for Baltimore, hey, the run game was looking pretty good. That came back. And I will say this. Lamar Jackson, in the second half at least, started to kind of look like himself. Now, important context, it's the Bengals defense. So we're not going to get too carried away. We're not going to try to extrapolate the third and fourth quarter and then like project that moving forward. But I will say, Lamar started to look a little more like Lamar. Let's see what he does against New England. Massive game this upcoming Sunday. But he started to look a little bit more like himself. And if that's the case, maybe, just maybe, the Baltimore Ravens could throw themselves into the ring for teams that could potentially win the AFC. So good performance from Baltimore. Let's see them continue to repeat this down the stretch. New Orleans Saints, they beat the Carolina Panthers 20-17. Nice comeback for New Orleans. To me, Carolina, they blew the game. Up 17-7 midway through the third quarter. They were not able to do anything after that. Panthers just couldn't move the football. For New Orleans, Tyler Shuck, I thought he was okay. I know there's some people out there like, oh, Tyler Shuck could be a guy. Let's pump the brakes on that. Like, I'm there like buying fully into this Tyler Shuck experience. But last thing I'll say about this game, the referees really injected themselves into this one on that final drive. Like, I thought that was a pretty ticky-tack call on the unnecessary roughness. Like, come on, guys. Like, Shuck slides, but like, it was kind of sort of a bang-bang play where like the defender already committed to hitting him, and he slides, and he's down at the Panthers' 44-yard line with 12 seconds to go. They throw an unnecessary roughness flag. That's 15 yards. We're in field goal range. Who dat? Saints win the game. Like, that's the kind of stuff where you look back, it's like, should that really have decided that football game? And now, Tampa, they got to be thinking to themselves, man, we caught a break after we laid an egg this past Thursday night. So now here we are, both teams 7-7, and they play twice starting this Sunday over these next few weeks, and that's going to decide who wins the NFC South between Carolina and Tampa Bay. How about in Chicago? The Bears, they destroyed the Cleveland Browns 31-3. It was a mismatch on paper, and it was a mismatch on the field. I thought it was a really good game from Caleb Williams. Chicago's offense, I think, can be interesting if they can just get everyone healthy. I don't know what the hell. In my mind, because I see the actors and inactives come out, I'm like, oh, Roma Dunze, he's good to go. Since they said on Saturday he was good. This was like an NBA-style scratch. We're like, we're expecting the guy to play, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, actually, Roma Dunze is not playing because he aggravated something in warmups, I'm assuming. But like Luther Burden was good in the game. DJ Moore had a couple of touchdowns. I'm into Colson Loveland. Like, I think that dude can play. So like, if this offense can stay healthy, it can be really, really fun and potentially dangerous in the postseason. For Cleveland, I mean, Shadur was awful in the game, but like, what is, like, he had zero help. And I'm not even saying this as like a weirdo Shador stan. The whole offensive line was injured. What did you expect to happen? I ended up laying 7.5 with Chicago because I'm like, they have no O-linemen. Like, the Bears should kill them. And the Bears did kill them. Last thing, though, it's sad that Myles Garrett's season is happening on this atrocious football team. This should be... Like, you wish that this was on an impactful team that was playing well, and instead it's on this horrendous Cleveland Browns team. But Garrett, one sack away from breaking the single season record, which I'm assuming he's going to get this week or maybe next week or whenever it happens. But kudos for Myles Garrett for keep kicking ass. In the city of brotherly love, yesterday afternoon, Philadelphia Eagles embarrassed the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0. The Raiders had 75 yards of offense. Not in the first quarter, not in the first half, in the entire game. 75 yards of offense. This, honestly, a team that I loved in the offseason. This might be one of the worst teams that we've seen in like the last decade in the NFL, this version of the Las Vegas Raiders. This team stinks. And for Philly, nice bounce back, but to me it felt more like it was the Raiders. Like, Kenny Pickett couldn't do a damn thing. They can't move the ball. They can't block. Eagles defense, though, I will say this. I know everyone's kind of putting the Philly off to the side, especially after they lost to the Chargers last Monday night. They get Jalen Carter back on defense. They get Lane Johnson back on offense. Maybe we shouldn't be writing off these Philadelphia Eagles, who in this war of attrition, those guys are coming back. They might be the healthiest Warriors standing once we get to the playoffs in January. All right, on the other side, Nick Kostos will join us with his thoughts on if this is the year for the Buffalo Bills.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.